Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. As we've calmed down a little bit, I think, at least. Calmed down a little bit after a disaster on Monday night.
We still reflect.
Yeah, we are. All right, lots to discuss today. Coming up, an hour from now, Seth Joyner, Elliot Shore Parks at 1. Kiss the baby later in the show. You hear from Nick Sirianni, and a big good night for the Phillies last night. Wheeler was incredible. Home run by Harper. The magic number is down to 4. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, this is a common misconception, but I think I need to help y'all out. Chinese food is not fast food. It's just food fast.
I like that.
No, it is. It's true.
A good Chinese food place? Man, you had the dim sum again yesterday, didn't you?
No, I didn't, okay. But I definitely wanted it.
I know you did. All right, Hugh, we got a lot to discuss today. And I think after a day like Monday, it's time to take a deep breath and just kind of recalibrate a little bit here. Because now we've watched the Eagles play two football games. We've seen them win a game down in Brazil, and they pulled one out. We've seen them blow one here in Philadelphia against the Atlanta Falcons. And after a loss like Monday, I think it's very there's like two ways you could look at it. You could look at it and say, okay, man, they're bad. Like, that's a bad product we saw. Or you could take a deep breath and say, you know what, they did two games, they're 1-1, all that. But I look at it like this. We have a football team here, Hugh, that is okay offensively right now. They've got some good players, but they're okay. I mean, they haven't lit it up. They haven't scored 30 points per game. They've been okay offensively. They've been pretty bad defensively. They have a quarterback who has, you know, three turnovers, actually four turnovers in two games. They have a defense that can't stop the run. They don't get after the quarterback. And I'm not going to lose my mind over 1-1 to start the season, because that's kind of what I expected. I thought they'd lose to Green Bay, beat Atlanta. It went the opposite way. But 1-1 is kind of what I expected. But Hugh, when you look like under the hood a little bit of what this team is, okay offensively, not good defensively, question marks with the coaching stuff going on. I just see a team that's not very good. I don't think it's bad. I don't think they're going to stumble to 3 wins and be the worst team in the NFL. No, they're not that. But, Hugh, I've adjusted my expectations, because before the season, I had them at 10-7. I thought they'd be a playoff team, and I'm no longer locked in on that. I think this is closer to an average football team that's going to win 8 or 9 games than it is a playoff lock. I know after watching them for 2 weeks, I am no longer in the camp that they'll definitely be in the postseason. Hugh, have you readjusted what you think after 2 weeks?
The only thing I've adjusted in this, Joe, is the route that I'm going to take to get to Louisiana.
Okay.
That's it. Like I told you weeks ago, no team is good or as bad as it is this first month of the season. I feel like even though this defense, we've been sitting down and people have been sending me videos of these guys falling all on their butts and getting blocked and stuff all day long yesterday, I still believe in this football team. I still believe in the talent that we have. I know a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people want to use the B word when it comes to a lot of these athletes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not there yet. I feel like there's a lot of things that you can fix fundamentally when it comes to this defense.
Sure.
But it starts this week, man. It starts this week. I feel like Bryce Huff can be fixed, even though he was on the back of a milk carton Monday night, didn't show up for nothing. It was zero. Like, people were texting me saying that the number that he's wearing is a bad omen.
Zero?
Yeah, because that's how many tackles he had on the night.
That's a stat line.
So, yeah, so it's one of those things where I feel like this can be fixed. So I'm not out on the Eagles yet. I'm still bullish on my trip to Louisiana.
All right, well, let me put this way. I'm not out either because I do think the division stinks, and I think the Eagles at 8 or 9 wins could give us a season where we're watching for something and they could win the division. Like, I haven't thrown the towel in on the Eagles going to the playoffs. I just don't think they're a lock anymore. I don't think there's anything about this team that makes me feel great. And it's not about a 1-1 record. That's not a big deal. There's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that are 1-1.
It's the way they got to 1-1.
It's what they look like. I don't see the bones of a really good football team.
And I can't argue that, Joe.
I'll give you an example. The Lions, they lost that Sunday, right? They're 1-1. They dominated the box score. They had 200 more yards of their opponent. They got in the red zone 7 times. They have, you know, stars on offense. They have a pass rush that is like 6 sacks already in Aiden Hutchinson. That's just an example. Like, I'm not – the record isn't my point on the Eagles. 1-1 is fine through 2 weeks. They have plenty of season to figure it out. What I look at is I say the offense looks okay. Not great, okay. The quarterback looks okay. So that's supposed to be the best part of the team, and I'm not sure it's a great offense. I think it's probably going to end up, I don't know, the 10th or 12th best offense, somewhere between 8th and 12th best offense in the NFL. They'll score points, right? They have a lot of, they have talent on offense. They have a good offensive line, and they'll figure out the offensive part as the time goes on. But the defensive part, you know, we were hoping, Hugh, that this defense could go and become what? Middle of the pack?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I see anything that tells me they could be middle of the pack. I look at the different levels of the team and I say, what's there? All right, defensive line. I came into the year saying Jalen Carter, he's been invisible for the first 2 weeks. I got nothing else I feel really good about. Linebacker, Zach Bond had a really good first game, but then he was really quiet in the second game. And the secondary.
He was getting cut down like a tree.
Yeah, well, he did get cut down a tree. And the secondary.
Start calling him Woody.
The secondary has nothing special to it. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson made a play. He's also getting burned this week.
He gave us some tackles, too.
I don't see it. When I look at the team, I'm looking for reasons to hold strong and to not lower my expectations, but I've got a pretty good offense and a bad defense. That doesn't equal anything special.
I think it has the opportunity to. You have to understand the team that you have, and I feel like you should always play to the strengths. Now, When we talk going into the game Monday night, I felt like there was an issue. I mean, I felt more concerned about the fact that A.J. Brown wasn't out there more than most people. And, you know, it was one of those things where that was the case. I think you need to be smarter and more judicious in the way that you attack things. Like, I'm not an offensive coordinator, but I do know that you have to give opportunity to the guys that I feel that have put themselves in position to earn it. Like, when I say that, what I mean is this, and I'm not harping on it, but the fact that we traded for a receiver and we didn't get him the ball all but one time, that to me is not smart. Like, as an offensive coordinator, like, especially in a situation where you could argue that even though, you know, we came in and I told you the story about Brian Mitchell talking about he didn't compete and all this other stuff. Okay, put him in a position to be successful. Feed him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let him build his confidence. You know, but instead we want to try to be cute and distribute the ball to guys that, you know, aren't, you know, household names. Now, I don't have a problem with Kyle Kotera and Britton Covey touching the football because I think that it adds a different layer to your offense when you're talking about, you know, who the ball could potentially go to. And that kind of gives you an opportunity to take advantage of the defense. But at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in guys' hands that you know that can make something happen.
Sure.
With the football, that got pedigree, that got, you know how when we talk in baseball, they have some numbers on the back of their rookie cards. Like, Jahan Dotson has some numbers on the back of his rookie cards.
Well,
they might not be great numbers.
But he's produced a little bit.
But he's produced.
He's played a lot.
He's played a lot in the league, so that's all that I'm saying. Dallas Goedert has played a lot in the league. I don't know what's going on with him and the quarterback, but you have to give yourself an opportunity to win the football game.
Well, they should have. And we, you know, it comes back to that a lot. We keep waiting for the coaching to elevate, and I don't see coaching elevating anybody. I mean, like, who's a player that coaching is elevating? Maybe Zach Bond in week one? 215-592-9494. Have you readjusted your expectations for the Eagles after the first 2 weeks? All I could go off of is what my eyes see, because we know some of these guys have some pedigree and names, but that doesn't always mean anything, right? Jahan Dotson's got to show it to me. Some of these guys got to, Bryce Huff has to show it to me in an Eagles uniform. The first 2 weeks, if you just said, Joe, what do you see? And you said, forget about their names and their pedigree and their contracts. You know what I would say? I'd say I'm watching an 8-win football team. That's what I see, an 8-win football team. They don't get after the quarterback. They don't stop the run. They're only okay on offense. It feels to me like an 8 football team. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles are 1-1? It's not about just the record through two games. It's about what we're seeing. Have you readjusted your expectations?
Yes, not like drastically. I'm not saying that I'm not sure that this team is going to make the playoffs or they're an 8-win team. I think I've lowered what my ceiling is for the Eagles. Like, I went into this season thinking that they could be amongst the top teams or teams in the NFC that are in contention to win a Super Bowl. I no longer think that's the case. I think the ceiling is probably kept out at like one playoff win, maybe, depending on if they're going on going on the road
help.
Or
that
at home.
That doesn't help me in my New Orleans trip.
Well, you can go to New Orleans. Will the Eagles join you?
You can
the question.
Go. We're not going to be there. We'll have somebody fill in for you that day.
Where's Hugh? He planned the trip.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to New Orleans anymore. I think what I saw Monday night was that the team is just, I don't know if I want to say like mediocre. There may be like a slightly above average team in totality, like when everybody's healthy. The defense, it's not good. But here's what I will say. On Sunday, we saw a lot of good teams lose. We saw a lot of bad teams win. It's only been 2 weeks, and we could be going, you know, a few weeks from now where we're saying that Green Bay win was just as impressive as this Falcons loss was bad. So I think there's still a lot to figure out about this Eagles team, but I think I've lowered my expectations from potential Super Bowl winner to maybe like one playoff win.
Yeah, and I think that's more than fair after what you see for 2 weeks. 215-592-9494.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
You know, they can't get to the quarterback or stop the run.
No.
How are they going to be? You know what I need someone to do today? Not so much you. Hugh, I know you have a trip to New Orleans planned. I need someone
if I go, we all go. Okay. That's how it is. I mean, the Eagles, us, all of us
all
go.
All right, well, I like that idea. I just need someone who's still really high on them to explain to me how they're going to be really good. Like if it's baseball, you say, well, they're going to score a lot of runs. They're not going to allow a lot of runs. That's a good baseball team, right? Like, if it's basketball, they're going to score a lot of points. Like, this team's offense is just, it's pretty good. It's not special. It's not, the quarterback's not special. The offense is not special. The defense can't stop the run or get to the quarterback. How are they going to win a lot of games?
It's going to be an offensive-centric team.
The quarterback's
felt like that.
Not that great.
I think, and I have nothing to back this up with, but I feel like the other night, like I said, I feel like you have to put more emphasis on putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Now, I know when I say feed Saquon Barkley, you're going to blow a gasket because you're like, well, damn, how many times
he's
gonna
had
get the football?
52 touches in two games.
And it feels like this year is going to be the year to run back. You remember how a couple years ago they were trying to phase him out the game?
Yeah.
Just feels
well,
like this year.
The run game is coming back.
Listen, Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara, all them cats.
Yeah, the run game is coming back. I will point out, though, they did try to throw it to him to finish the game. He didn't catch the ball. I mean, that happened. It happened.
I promise I'm going to get better, though.
I know. 215-592-9494. Now that we've had a date event, where are you with your expectations for this season? Are you still high in them, or have you lowered your expectations here? We'll let you hear from Central Winter Brandon Graham and someone who is unsure this is actually even a playoff team. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We gonna get it right. We gonna get it right. And man, all I can say is we got some pride about us, and I know we gonna get it right. I know Saquon gonna make the play the next time. I know we gonna not give up 150 some yards. I ain't gonna guarantee. I'ma just say I can promise you we gonna go out there and work our butt off like we do, and we gonna put a better show on.
The voice of Brandon Graham promising they're gonna get this thing fixed. I adore Brandon Graham's optimism. I wish I shared it exactly the same, that they're gonna get this thing fixed and it's gonna be good. We shall see. 215-592-9494. If you lowered your expectations, really, if you readjusted
lowered
your
expectations.
And you know what? There could be some people who thought they were gonna stink, and then you watch it for 2 weeks, like, yeah, they're better than I thought. Most of us, though, like, you know, Hugh over here had them in the Super Bowl, and maybe that's.
I still got them in the Super Bowl.
I know. You're holding very strong.
Be optimistic.
A lot of us, I think, though, have readjusted and recalibrated after watching the first 2 weeks. And again, it's not about their record. That 1-1 isn't it. I thought they'd be 1-1 through the first two games. It just so happened to be they just swapped which game they won. That doesn't 1-1's fine. Like many teams in the league are 1-1. That's not a killer. It's the way they look. They don't stop anybody on defense. And I just think the offense doesn't look dynamic. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, let's hear from Seth Joyner. He's talking about this team's defense. He'll join us in an hour. Seth, yesterday on the defense and the issues he sees right now.
They have a major, major problem on the defensive side of the football. You can be deficient in one area and proficient in the other, but you cannot be deficient in these two areas at the same time. You cannot be a football team that can't stop the run and a football team that can't rush the passer.
Hugh, the combination is...
Both.
It's rough. I mean,
both.
You got to pick one. Please be good at one.
Which one you want? Both. You want both.
Please give me one. Give me one you could do well.
I feel like if probably the easiest fix would be the run.
Stopping the run.
That's easy. I don't think that they really understand run fits or run concepts, which is weird because you've been doing this like since kindergarten. Like you've been doing this since Pee Wee League.
And Vic Fangio's been doing it since like the 80s.
I can't imagine them being in meetings and being comfortable with the conversation that's being had about them, you know, because a lot of times, you know, like I said, the linebacker was cut a lot, and we saw that, him being cut a lot.
Yeah, Bond, yep.
But a lot of times it was because the guard was able to work to that second level as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to cut that off, man. Like, we used to call it, Jim used to call it elephants on parade, where when the offensive line is going a certain way, like the gaps are constantly moving on the football field, as I show you people that are listening to the show with my hands on the radio station. I'm showing you by illustrating it with my hands.
It's my favorite thing you do, yeah.
Yeah, like everybody can see me. But basically, you have to take your gap down the line. So say, for instance, if my responsibility, just for the sake of memory, was the B gap, and say the B gap was between me and, say, Hollis Thomas. If Hollis is getting blocked down and I'm getting kicked out, that's still my gap. Now, it's bigger. It's a bigger gap. But now I have to restrict that gap because me and Hollis are doing the same thing, but at opposite ends of the spectrum. Hollis is fighting to stay there in that gap, not to restrict the hole. My job is to do the same, but close it down, because we know if Hollis stays on those two blocks, Jeremiah Trotter is coming over the top and he's coming to fill that hole because he knows he sees the ball coming that way. That's where the ball is going. The running back might start off that way, but he's cutting it back because that's the hole that they want.
Yep.
So my job is to make sure that hole isn't so big that you could drive a Cadillac through it.
Can we cut this clip and send it to Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, our first-round picks at defensive tackle?
You got to hold the line, man. Like, yeah, like that's your job. You're going to get double-teamed. My job is to make sure that hole is restricted enough so that Trot has a chance to make that play.
Well, they got, you know, and we're going to have Seth on at 11, but they need to be better at least one of these things, right? If you're a team, if you stop the run, Hugh, and Sirianni spoke on this yesterday and today with Joe and John, we'll play some of that coming up, but he said that you have to earn the right to rush the passer. And the way I took that was, if you're good on first and second down against the run, you get them third and long. But if you keep giving them chunk yardage on first down, there is no third and long.
And let me tell you what happens when you get them in third and long and you start putting pressure on the quarterback. You don't see all those people in the routes. You don't see all these multiple routes that they run and five guys in the routes because
they got to protect.
So they're going to keep more people in, and now you start to get two and three routes.
Yeah.
One route passing plays. But if you're a team that is inept, man, listen, I'm not calling nobody's name out because we all saw the game. But, boy, like if you can't get pressure off, like you have to be able to make that quarterback step up and have a threat of getting him on the ground.
Well, especially the quarterback we just saw Monday. He couldn't move. And then one we're going to see this coming Sunday, you know, Carr is more towards immobile than mobile compared to the league today. Like he's not a very mobile quarterback. They should be able to get him too if they could do it. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Oh man, you're killing me, dude. You're killing me.
Killing by what?
One game. They lose one game. You're shaving your panty lines and you're letting them run his fingers up your skirt.
That was graphic.
It's a lot, Big V. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Big V. It's not just one game. It's two games.
That was too graphic.
And they can't stop anybody.
It's one game.
Well, no, we've had two games. Well, I'm not worried about the record. I'm worried about how they look. Two games, Big V.
They only lost one game.
That's wonderful. Does this look like a good team to you?
Yeah, it looks like a good team.
What game are you watching?
Listen. They made some mistakes, but they didn't get blown out. Okay? It came down to the last freaking minute and one interception. Okay, it wasn't a drastic loss.
No, but you're worried too much about the scoreboard. I'm worried about how they look. Big V, they're last in the.
Big V, that wasn't a drastic loss.
They are dead. Hold on, dead last in the NFL in yards per play allowed. They're getting gashed.
It's only two games in the NFL right now. All roads lead to the Super Bowl. Come to Philly, brother. Hugh's right on that. I'll tell you what. When we go to the Super Bowl, you buy me tickets.
You think we're watching a Super Bowl team the first 2 weeks of the season?
You heard him, Joe. I want to hear him say it.
You heard me. All roads to the Super Bowl come through Philly.
As in like the number one seed?
As in, you heard me. We're going. And we're not going to be watching. We're going to win it.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate the optimism. Big V, I think we're watching different teams. I mean, like, how do you look at this team right now and say Super Bowl?
I look at this team right now because there's only two games.
Based on what you've seen.
How can you ask me a question and cut me off before I can
Because it's enough with the two games. Just based on what you've seen so far in the two games, how do you look at it and say Super Bowl?
Because the mistakes that they made are correctable.
No, they're not. Bryce Huff having an inability to play is not correctable. He can't get to the quarterback.
Well, first of all, we got to get his face off of that milk carton and put him on the field.
He is on the field. He can't play.
But second of all, we've got a depth of people, and we should now start making some substitutes and some changes to compensate for his inability.
Who do you want on the field?
You know, really, who would I like? I like to see Hugh up there. Hugh, get up there and start. That makes me feel better,
Big V. Appreciate the call.
Get 53-year-old old-ass man out there trying to play football with them young kids. that makes me feel better. That's great.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
You know what? I don't want to put this on anybody, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I have no choice. I don't know what they're being taught over there as far as run fits and what are their jobs in this defense. I don't know what that's being taught. I never played in a 3-4. When I did, I was the defensive end that played in the head up technique. So I don't know. But I do know as a defender, like somebody's coming your way, like you have to set the edge, especially when you have guys that are bouncing the ball out to the edge. You have to maintain gap integrity. And you have to stay home. A lot of times, you saw guys run up the field thinking it was a pass rush, and they made a natural lane, and Bijan just ran underneath.
Yeah, well, and it was over and over again. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we'll let you hear what was said on a national show yesterday about the Eagles potentially being still a Super Bowl team. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
you. You're 100% right. But the Chinese food had me some General Tso's last night. It was quite tasty.
Yeah, man. It's funny because a lot of people feel like Chinese food is fast food. It's not. It's just food fast.
I agree with you on this. Yeah, I mean, and it could be like that for, you know, Indian food, anything else. Like it's you could get it quickly. Usually those spots move it.
Yeah,
especially Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, it's definitely not fast.
No, it's different. It's good.
Okay, Joe, so you could agree with him on Chinese food, but when it comes to pro football, you'd want to disagree with him.
He wants to push back. That's who Joe is, man.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Well, when I agree with something, I say I agree. When I disagree, I say I disagree. And it doesn't matter what the subject is. We just go.
Joe, you know where you are? I told Kyle this. You're right where I was yesterday, okay? Yesterday I was all up in my feelings and, you know, shaky, needed to hug the dog. Today I turned the page. I flushed it. You know, I'm moving along. And of course, Mr. Douglas is correct, and we should have listened to him last week. But listen, Joe, I'm gonna give you some reasons why you should be optimistic.
Okay, let me hear it.
Tampa Bay went into your Detroit Lions and beat Detroit. Does that mean Tampa's a better team than Detroit? No. Week two, they walked in and they beat them.
Yep.
The 49ers lost to Sam Darnold's Vikings. Okay. Does that mean that the Vikings are going to go on a tear this year and the Niners are total trash? No. I get what your concern is, because we don't want to ignore what happened last year and say, hey, we're just going to, you know, turn the page and everything. But listen, it is week two. There are going to be some adjustments. Things need to be done. We got two new coordinators. We have a new offensive line scheme up front. We got new players in here. So things are going to be okay. And Hugh's right. The offense is going to get rolling, and the offense is going to be a juggernaut. The defense is full of young players. So he was breaking down the scheme and, you know, what the D-line has to do. Look, we got two new starting linebackers back there. N'Kobe didn't play last year. Bond wasn't there last year. You got new guys in the secondary that weren't there last year. Like, nobody played. I hate to say this, but nobody played in the preseason. It's going to take some time for the reps and the team to get underneath them. The fact that we didn't get blown out makes me believe, hey, we have enough talent that even though we're not gelling and playing the right way that we're capable of playing, we still have enough athleticism and playmakers to hang in games and win games that we should win. You throw that ball 99 more times to Saquon, he catches it, the game's over, we celebrate an ugly win, okay? I'm not hitting the panic button. The road, we're good. I haven't changed my expectations. We're a lock for the playoffs, and we are a Super Bowl caliber team, because you said it. Look around the NFC. Who right now looks like a juggernaut?
Well, nobody. Yeah, well, the teams that are undefeated are teams that we're not even sure what they are, right? The Saints and the Seahawks and the Vikings. Right? That's fair. And, Chris, we appreciate it. The biggest optimism I have, Hugh, for the Eagles right now, is that the division is not good. And I thought this before the season. It's why I was talking about the Commanders being part of this. Because I think the Cowboys are coming back to 8 or 9 wins. Right now, I think the Eagles are an 8 or 9 win team. Mm-hmm. Maybe Washington wins 7, you know, whatever they are. The Giants are terrible. Like, that's my silver lining, that maybe, Hugh, they could figure this out by November, December, and then get in the playoffs, and, you know, we'll see what happens when they get there. Because I don't think you need 12 wins to win the NFC East this year. I mean, the Cowboys got just rocked at home by New Orleans, and the Eagles have to see them next, and maybe they're really good. But I don't think Dallas is very good. The Giants stink. Washington is obviously a rebuilding team. So that's good news, right? We can maybe figure this out as we go along and still stay in the race. But as far as, you know, like the trip to New Orleans for a Super Bowl, no, Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
I know you did.
I believe it.
I know you did.
Well, I still believe. I'm still in this thing.
Well, that came up yesterday on FS1. Colin Cowherd threw that out, and his guest, Nick Wright, well, he scoffed at the idea.
A Super Bowl team? I don't know that they're – I think even that statement might be overrating them. I don't know that they're a playoff team. They have lost 7 of 9. Last year, across the board, they had a bottom 5 defense. This year, across the board, they have a bottom 5 defense. I liked their draft picks, but rookies don't typically instantly help you in the secondary. That's how they were going to fix their secondary. They have a bad defense, they're poorly coached, and their quarterback is becoming increasingly hard to trust.
That's a strong statement.
Which one? All of it or the end?
All of it. All of it.
What do you disagree with? Because I he's not wrong. I mean, the quarterback is harder to trust than he used to be.
That's true. Because in that pick, listen, we can all sit here and say if if, and you take out those last sequence of plays, and I'm gonna hit you with if Saquon Barkley would have caught that pass, or we would have salted the game away, Jalen would have had a perfect game, not turning the ball over.
But he
didn't. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying because that's what we're doing. I still believe if they ran the ball, we would still be in a position to win
talking.
The game.
Now we're
talking. You know what I mean? But my point is this: all of this happened in a minute and 30 seconds. Now, with that being said, as bad as the defense played, to me, they were still on par with where I thought they would be this time of the season. Because I've always said, man, it's going to be a lot of games. I said, in order for us to have success early on in the season, I said our offense is going to have to score at least 30 points.
Well, you have, and they got there in week one. They didn't get there in the second game. Let me throw this out, because Chris mentioned, you know, other teams that lost. Kyle brought this up too, right? It's not just the Eagles weren't the only team that people thought would win that lost. It was across the NFL. Isn't it a little concerning they lost in a spot that they should have had the advantage? They were home and yes. They had extra rest. The 49ers were like, the 49ers had a bad loss this week in Minnesota. They were on a short week on the road. Like, that's when you drop a game. Extra rest at home against, you know, we all said this for weeks, this is the time to get the Falcons, and they couldn't beat them. I mean, that's concerning. All right, Hugh, you brought up the last 2 minutes, right? What happened there kind of changed the whole perspective, right? Jalen, if we salt the game away, Jalen never throws the pick. I want to throw something at you I saw yesterday. I'm just curious if you what you think this means. Last 2 minutes of the game, both on offense and defense, what do you make of those moments? Is that random, or is it like that's when the best teams show what they've got? When you played, 2 minute drill on either side, you guys had the ball or you're on defense. What do you think that says about a team? Because I have a number over the last 2 years that I want to throw at you. Before I give you the number, what do you think if a team is really good in the 2 minutes or really bad in the 2 minutes?
I'm going to tell you what my thought process was, especially in a situation where, say, if Andy would have did that. A sense of pride, because I know in my mind that Andy is looking at us like, regardless of what I do right here, I know y'all are not going to let him score.
He truly trusts you.
Yes.
So in the last two seasons, the Eagles have given up 140 points inside the two-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
First half, second half. That feels like it's more than any team in the NFL. So like the end of the first half, end of the second half, they're giving up points a lot.
Yes, and you're playing into exactly what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, Joe. Listen, every time when I tell you that offense has to lead the way, I'm saying that from the perspective of I knew what this defense was going to be. And I knew that there were potentially, if they didn't score a lot of points, that there were going to be games like this. Guess who else knew it? Raheem Morris, the coach for the Atlanta Falcons. If you watch that game, you got to watch it. You got to watch football like you watch a chess match. Because if you notice in the first half, they threw the ball, and they threw it pretty well. They knew they could come back to that, so they left it alone. They could run the ball. So they was like, okay, that's our money right there. Throwing the ball is our money because we know we got something there with the receivers and everything. Because it was a point in the game where Drake London was kind of missing a little bit. Like in the middle of the game. Because they were running the ball, they were eating up the clock and everything. And they knew that if it came down to it, if they stayed in, it's like a fighter. If they know that they can beat you on rounds and get you tired, they got a chance towards the end. That's what the Falcons did. They had a puncher's chance because they kept the game close. You kept them in the game. And when they needed those money shots,
they did it.
They took the money shots.
And it felt easy for them.
It did. And the thing that stuck out to me, when Mike Quick said it, I was like, oh, hell, here we go. He said, when they went for it in that fourth quarter on fourth down, and he said, you go for it like that because you're trying to win the football game. In their mind, they felt in their hearts of hearts, if they kept it close, they would have a shot at the end. And they took it.
They did, and they got it. It's just that I saw that number yesterday. Most points allowed in the 2 minutes of the first half, second half, the last two seasons.
And with that being said, Joe, right there, why the hell, if I'm a coach, and you got all these analytic people over there and everything, because we always talk about analytics, why the hell am I putting this team in a position to get my back when I know they ain't got it yet. They ain't got it yet.
I don't know. That's why the coach should have run the football. And then if you're committed to throwing on third down, you go for the fourth down. It all brings us back to yesterday. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man. I'm lowering my expectations, man. Yeah, I'm concerned. And you know, I got to blame. Yeah, I'm blaming Howie Roseman. I'm sick of Howie Roseman, man, trying to run this team into the – you know, the best thing that happened to this team is the worst thing that happened to this team. We won the Super Bowl with that guy as a GM. You know, you bring Vic Fangio in here. He's the same type of guy as Jonathan Gannon and Sean Desai, but he's just the master of a terrible vanilla defense. You know what I mean? You know your front four stinks, you know, and you won't – you're not doing anything creative defensively, you know, to have offenses think, man. I just look like the same thing Jonathan Gannon used to do and Sean Desai trying to do last year, man. I'm sick of this defensive philosophy, man. I want an aggressive-style defense, man. I'm sick of it, man. Then our quarterback, he's serviceable at best, man. Like, I don't see special in Jalen Hurts. I see serviceable, man. You know what I mean? And then A.J. Brown has a hamstring injury. We don't know if that's going to be nagging all year long. And Saquon Barkley, we don't know if, you know, he's going to run out of energy. You know, he has a lot of mileage on him as well. He had first good game, and then we got this moron as the head coach. C.J. G.J. looked like he's lost it. We got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the middle of the defense, and no, he can't get pushed around, and that's Jordan Davis. We could have cooked Kyle Hamilton. With that pick, it's all Howie Roseman. You know, he let Hassan Reddick walk out the door. You know, I mean, it goes back to him, man. Everybody gives him so much credit, man. Oh, Howie sees it. Oh, it's Howie sees it. Oh, God, Howie this, Howie that. Howie ain't done nothing, man. This team put together is garbage.
Well, you know what it is, Chuck? It looks very – and, Chuck, we appreciate it. Strong points by Chuck. The team, from my eyes, through two games, doesn't look that good. I mean, it doesn't look like a team that's going to do anything special this year. 215-592-9494. What are your expectations now? Have you readjusted after the loss on Monday night? Really just the way they look for the first couple games of this season. 215-592-9494. Your call's coming up. Seth Joyner at 11. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, guys. I'm not afraid to say it. My hairline, it's thinning. Most of ours are thinning, disappearing. Happened to you, happened to me, happens to a lot of us. I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He's opened my eyes to the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant. And listen, I think we all should consider things like this. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi. He can help. Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. Oh, we're back.
I'm thinking about you, Kyle. How about that? This feels like a personal shot.
No, we're happy you still believe.
I'm trying to lift you up.
You still believe? You're the one carrying the torch for this city right now.
As I put my towel on my head.
Come on, you sing it.
I do believe, man. I don't feel like I am not mad at anybody who woke up this morning and is feeling some kind of way about this football team, because there's not a lot that you look at and be like, this team is horrible. Pass rush is horrible. But I will say this, if this will help you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a game Monday night against a team that had a statue of a quarterback, and their pass protection was atrocious,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to protect him. So anything's possible.
That's why I should feel better. Miracles happen.
Well, no, you have. That's how you have to look at it. This is not a week.
But did they protect him because they got better, or they faced us?
They protected him because they got better. That was some. They had some hell of blocking though.
They
blocked their butts
off. I'm just wondering if maybe their offensive line isn't that. Maybe it's average, and T.J. Watt crushed them, and we don't have that.
I wish that for like a day. That I had the kind of cachet that Jason has, Kelsey, where I could go sit in on the defensive meeting.
You should just show up. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Man, they're gonna look at me. I've been working here too long, dog. I'm what they call probably tainted.
No, you put I'm on. Tainted. You gotta. You gotta.
I'm a media.
You gotta,
I'm a member of the media.
You gotta go find your Eagles Hall of Fame jacket. You wear it in. You get the scoop for us, and you come back.
I just want to sit in the meeting, and I just want to hear. Because I'm not picking on Coach Hurt, because I'm pretty sure he's teaching it. But I just want to hear what's being said in the meeting and what these guys are doing. Mm. Because I can tell you right now, if it like looking at what they're doing, and if I did it, man, I'd have had my feelings hurt. By now, I'd have been like, I'd have heard what the F are you doing quite a few times.
Yeah, like we need Brian Callahan here. What the bleep are you doing? 215-592-9494. Demon is up on WIP. Hey, Demon.
Hey, good morning to you, fellas.
What's
good
up,
morning,
man?
Buddy. What's up?
Hey, man, not much. Listen, I haven't gave up on the team. I haven't gave up on them. I haven't gave up on my Super Bowl aspirations. Only thing I say is this. The defense, y'all right. Atrocious. Atrocious. But the offense, I believe we were missing the key piece, which was AJ. AJ allows Devontae to be skinny Batman. He allows anybody to be who they is. God, all them dudes. And so, with that being said, I believe we was good, man. We just lost one piece. And if really and truly Saquon catch the ball, the game is over. So, listen, it was a hard-fought game. It's early in the season. We made some mistakes. But it was week two, man. What you expect?
Well, but I expect them to be a little bit more competent on defense.
No, Demon, it's a pattern.
This defense is rough.
You know, we can sit here and say if this and that, the third, I mean, all day. Which is true, but it's a pattern. We have to play better against the run. We have to do a better job, in my opinion, right now, to be honest. We have to do a better job of protecting our defense.
Well, there's no question. Demo, we
that
appreciate
sounds crazy.
I know. You're going to run Saquon into the ground.
No.
In the ground.
The fact that I am in Philadelphia and I play defense. That's the first time I've ever heard me say something like that. That just sounds ridiculous.
He was becoming self-aware is what we're getting now.
Well, he loses the sack.
Duh. How do you win the game? We got to protect our defense.
Run the ball 80 times.
Protect our defense.
So
it's the truth right now, but I ain't lying. We got to protect them.
We brought this up yesterday. I know Sirianni was asked a little bit about it today with the morning show. I think we're all a little bit like kind of ignoring something going on. So our last caller, he said, they're fine. They just had the missing piece. AJ was out, right?
Yeah.
AJ's not playing on Sunday.
No.
AJ probably won't play the game after that.
Now, no.
I don't know exactly how long he'll be out, but when he said to Lisa Salters a couple weeks, and then we did the math, well, they got two games until the bye. I think logically he probably doesn't play till after the bye. They got to play the next two games without him. How is this going to work?
Can I say this?
Yes.
And I'm saying it. I'm saying it tongue in cheek.
Okay.
Bring Kobe.
No. No one needs that kind of humor from you.
This
today,
is
right?
A joke, yeah. Quite frankly.
I'm trying to make Eagle fans feel better.
With Britain.
You know what? Shut up.
That's right. Chris in West Philly. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Chris, what are you feeling, buddy?
I'm not losing hope. I feel like it's going to be the reverse of last year. We're going to start off probably terrible. And then it's going to start, the engine's going to start working and it's going to start moving.
How many weeks of terrible are we talking about, though, dog? I need a frame of reference.
We're going to lose 5 games.
No, not in the beginning of the season. No, we can't. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Oh, you mean throughout the course of the season?
Throughout the course of the
season, dog,
we're only going to lose five games.
Hold on a second. I hope you're right. We already lost one of these, so we only got four left. Are we beating the Saints on Sunday?
Yes, we're beating the Saints on Sunday.
I got a feeling we might, though, Joe. Today?
No.
Today, I feel like that.
We're beating the Saints on Sunday.
How?
The reason why we're going to beat the Saints on Sunday, they're going to start using the rest of the receivers. Involve Dallas Goedert. Involve what's the guy we just picked up from the
Jahan Dotson.
Involve them. Skinny Batman can't do it on his own.
Chris, how are we stopping the Saints, though, from scoring? They've had 15 possessions with Derek Carr in the game. They've scored 15 times.
Got to stuff the run.
I hear you, Chris, and I hope they do. I think they're in some trouble here. Now, do I think the season is over? Chris, we appreciate the phone call. No. The division isn't very good. Now, to Chris's point, Hugh, the back end of this schedule is easier.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something more like last year where they start off choppy and they finish strong. Down the stretch of the season, they have Carolina, they have Washington, they'll have the Giants a second time. You know, they'll get Dallas here. They'll have an opportunity in December to kind of save their season if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, remember 2019, the way that season went? It was very choppy early. I think they fell to like 4-6. Remember they lost down to Miami to Ryan Fitzpatrick? Right. And then they...
I was at that game.
They won 4 out of 5 to finish
at the end of the
and
game.
Won the division.
Yes, because they had a bunch of division games at the end of the year.
This could be a year like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do have a bunch of backloaded division games.
Yes.
And I remember we looked at the schedule earlier. And I don't know if it's necessarily that the schedule is harder. I think it's different games look harder and other games look easier now.
Like the next two look harder than
we
thought.
Yeah, like the Browns look a little bit easier than they, you know, I don't know. But I think the back half of the schedule might benefit the Eagles.
I agree. Well, the Rams and Ravens might not be quite as good as we thought. The Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. They get the Giants late. They get the command. Like, there will be a chance. When you look at the team overall, forget just wins and losses the first 2 weeks. They just don't look very good to me. They have a lot of issues. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Eagles? Have you readjusted your expectations? We had a lot of 13-14 win prediction people out there calling this show in the summer before we started the season. Are you still there? Are you with Hugh? Are you booking that trip to New Orleans? Hugh's there. I mean, I think mentally he's already having beignets. He's down there.
No, I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. I don't believe that this team is as bad as it showed the other night. I really don't. I think this pass rush can be fixed. All of these, to me, are little things. Like, Josh Sweat didn't forget how to pass rush.
Well, you know what? They got to get him going. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up, and we'll be joined by Seth Joyner. What he sees when he watches the Eagles for the first 2 weeks of the season. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows what Kyle Goes Yard. Beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including for Pete's Sake on Front Street with $5 Philly Standard cans and $5 Happy Hour Snacks, or South Bowl in South Philly also with $5 Philly Standard cans and an outdoor yard with batting cages, shuffleboard, and more. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
promise you, we gonna go out there and work our butt off like we do, and we gonna put a better show on.
The voice of Brandon Graham promising they're gonna get this thing fixed. I adore Brandon Graham's optimism. I wish I shared it exactly the same, that they're gonna get this thing fixed and it's gonna be good. We shall see. 215-592-9494. If you lowered your expectations, really, if you readjusted
your expectations.
And you know what? There could be some people who thought they were gonna stink, and then you watch it for 2 weeks, like, yeah, they're better than I thought. Most of us, though, like, you know, Hugh over here had them in the Super Bowl, and maybe that's.
I still got them in the Super Bowl.
I know. You're holding very strong.
Be optimistic.
A lot of us, I think, though, have readjusted and recalibrated after watching the first 2 weeks. And again, it's not about their record. That 1-1 isn't it. I thought they'd be 1-1 through the first two games. It just so happened to be they just swapped which game they won. That doesn't 1-1's fine. Like many teams in the league are 1-1. That's not a killer. It's the way they look. They don't stop anybody on defense. And I just think the offense doesn't look dynamic. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, let's hear from Seth Joyner. He's talking about this team's defense. He'll join us in an hour. Seth, yesterday on the defense and the issues he sees right now.
They have a major, major problem on the defensive side of the football. You can be deficient in one area and proficient in the other, but you cannot be deficient in these two areas at the same time. You cannot be a football team that can't stop the run and a football team that can't rush the passer.
Hugh, the combination is...
Both.
It's rough. I mean,
both.
You got to pick one. Please be good at one.
Which one you want? Both. You want both.
Please give me one. Give me one you could do well.
I feel like if probably the easiest fix would be the run.
Stopping the run.
Stopping the run. That's easy. I don't think that they really understand run fits or run concepts, which is weird because you've been doing this like since kindergarten. Like you've been doing this since Pee Wee League.
And Vic Fangio's been doing it since like the 80s.
I can't imagine them being in meetings and being comfortable with the conversation that's being had about them, you know, because a lot of times, you know, like I said, the linebacker was cut a lot, and we saw that, him being cut a lot.
Yeah, Bond, yep.
But a lot of times it was because the guard was able to work to that second level as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to cut that off, man. Like, we used to call it, Jim used to call it elephants on parade, where when the offensive line is going a certain way, like the gaps are constantly moving on the football field, as I show you people that are listening to the show with my hands on the radio station. I'm showing you by illustrating it with my hands.
So it's my favorite thing you do, yeah.
Yeah, like everybody can see me. But basically, you have to take your gap down the line. So say, for instance, if my responsibility, just for the sake of memory, was the B gap, and say the B gap was between me and, say, Hollis Thomas. If Hollis is getting blocked down and I'm getting kicked out, that's still my gap. Now, it's bigger. It's a bigger gap. But now I have to restrict that gap because me and Hollis are doing the same thing, but at opposite ends of the spectrum. Hollis is fighting to stay there in that gap, not to restrict the hole. My job is to do the same, but close it down, because we know if Hollis stays on those two blocks, Jeremiah Trotter is coming over the top and he's coming to fill that hole because he knows, he sees the ball coming that way. That's where the ball is going. The running back might start off that way, but he's cutting it back because that's the hole that they want.
Yep.
So my job is to make sure that hole isn't so big that you could drive a Cadillac through it.
Can we cut this clip and send it to Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, our first-round picks at defensive tackle?
You got
to
hold the line, man. Like that's your job. You're going to get double-teamed. My job is to make sure that hole is restricted enough so that Trot has a chance to make that play.
Well, they got, you know, and we're going to have Seth on at 11, but they need to be better at least one of these things, right? If you're a team, if you stop the run, Hugh, and Sirianni spoke on this yesterday and today with Joe and John, we'll play some of that coming up, but he said that you have to earn the right to rush the passer. And the way I took that was, if you're good on first and second down against the run, you get them in
chance. Yeah,
third
you get them in third down, third
right.
and long.
But if you keep giving them chunk yardage on first down, there is no third and long.
And let me tell you what happens when you get them in third and long and you start putting pressure on the quarterback. You don't see all those people in the routes. You don't see all these multiple routes that they run and five guys in the routes, because
they got to protect.
They got to protect. So they're going to keep more people in, and now you start to get two and three routes.
Yeah.
One route passing plays. But if you're a team that is inept, man, listen, I'm not calling nobody's name out because we all saw the game. But boy, Like, if you can't get pressure off, like, you have to be able to make that quarterback step up and have a threat of getting him on the ground.
Well, especially the quarterback we just saw Monday. He couldn't move. And then one we're going to see this coming Sunday, you know, Carr is more towards immobile than mobile compared to the league today. Like, he's not a very mobile quarterback. They should be able to get him, too, if they can do it. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Oh, man, you're killing me, dude. You're killing me.
Killing about what?
One game. They lose one game. You're shaving your panty lines, and you're letting them run his fingers up your skirt.
That was graphic.
It's a lot, Big V. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Big V, it's not just one game. It's two games.
That was too graphic.
And they can't stop anybody.
It's one game.
Well, no, we've had two games. Well, I'm not worried about the record. I'm worried about how they look. Two games, Big V.
They only lost one game.
That's wonderful. Does this look like a good team to you?
Yeah, it looks like a good team.
What game are you watching?
Listen. They made some mistakes, but they didn't get blown out. Okay? It came down to the last freaking minute and one interception. Okay? It wasn't a drastic loss.
No, but you're worried too much about the scoreboard. I'm worried about how they look. Big V, they're last in the
– Big V, that wasn't a drastic loss.
Dead last in the NFL in yards per play allowed. They're getting gashed.
It's only two games in the NFL right now. All roads lead to the Super Bowl. Come to Philly, brother. Hugh's right on that. Look, I'll tell you what. When we go to the Super Bowl, you buy me tickets.
You think we're watching a Super Bowl team the first 2 weeks of the season?
You heard him. You heard him, Joe.
I want to hear him say it.
You heard me. All roads to the Super Bowl come through Philly.
You heard him.
As in, like, the number one seed?
As in, you heard me. We're going. And we're not going to be watching. We're going to win it.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate the optimism. Big V, I think we're watching different teams. I mean, like, how do you look at this team right now and say Super Bowl?
I look at a team right now because there's only two games.
No, but based on what you've seen.
How can you ask me a question and cut me off before I can
It's enough with the two games. Just based on what you've seen so far in the two games, how do you look at it and say Super Bowl?
Because the mistakes that they made are correctable.
No, they're not. Bryce Huff having an inability to play is not correctable. He can't get to the quarterback.
Well, first of all, we got to get his face off of that milk carton and put him on the field.
He is on the field. He can't play.
But second of all, we've got a depth of people, and we should now start making some substitutes and some changes to compensate for his inability.
Who do you want on the field?
You know, really, who would I like? I like to see Hugh up there.
Makes me feel better, Big V. Appreciate the call.
53-year-old old ass man out there trying to play football with them young kids. Yeah, that makes me feel better. That's great.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
You know what? I don't want to put this on anybody, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I have no choice. I don't know what they're being taught over there as far as run fits and what are their jobs in this defense. I don't know what that's being taught. I never played in a 3-4. When I did, I was the defensive end that played in the head up technique. So I don't know. But I do know as a defender, like somebody's coming your way, like you have to set the edge, especially when you have guys that are bouncing the ball out to the edge. You have to maintain gap integrity. And you have to stay home. A lot of times, you saw guys run up the field thinking it was a pass rush, and they made a natural lane, and Bijan just ran underneath.
Yeah, well, and it was over and over again. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we'll let you hear what was said on a national show yesterday about the Eagles potentially being still a Super Bowl team. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
You're 100% right, but the Chinese food had me some General Tso's last night. It was quite tasty.
Yeah, man, it's funny because a lot of people feel like Chinese food is fast food. It's not. It's just food fast.
I agree with you on this. Yeah, I mean, and it could be like that for, you know, Indian food, anything else. Like it's you could get it quickly. Usually those spots move it.
Yeah,
especially Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, it's definitely not fast.
No, it's different. It's good.
Okay, Joe, so you could agree with him on Chinese food, but when it comes to pro football, you want to disagree with him.
He wants to push back. That's who Joe is, man.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Well, when I agree with something, I say I agree. When I disagree, I say I disagree. And it doesn't matter what the subject is. We just go.
Joe, you know where you are? I told Kyle this. You're right where I was yesterday, okay? Yesterday I was all up in my feelings and, you know, shaky, needed to hug the dog. Today I turned the page. I flushed it. You know, I'm moving along. And, of course, Mr. Douglas is correct, and we should have listened to him last week. But listen, Joe, I'm gonna give you some reasons why you should be optimistic.
Okay, let me hear it.
Tampa Bay went into your Detroit Lions and beat Detroit. Does that mean Tampa's a better team than Detroit? No.
No.
Week two, they walked in and they beat them.
Yep.
The 49ers lost to Sam Darnold's Vikings. Okay? Does that mean that the Vikings are going to go on a tear this year and the Niners are total trash? No. I get what your concern is, because we don't want to ignore what happened last year and say, hey, we're just going to, you know, turn the page and everything. But listen, it is week two. There are going to be some adjustments. Things need to be done. We got two new coordinators. We have a new offensive line scheme up front. We got new players in here. So things are going to be okay. And Hugh's right. The offense is going to get rolling, and the offense is going to be a juggernaut. The defense is full of young players. So he was breaking down the scheme and, you know, what the D-line has to do. Look, We got two new starting linebackers back there. Nakobe didn't play last year. Bond wasn't there last year. You got new guys in the secondary that weren't there last year. Like, nobody played. I hate to say this, but nobody played in the preseason. It's going to take some time for the reps and the team to get underneath them. The fact that we didn't get blown out makes me believe, hey, we have enough talent that even though we're not gelling and playing the right way that we're capable of playing, we still have enough athleticism and playmakers to hang in games and win games that we should win. You throw that ball 99 more times to Saquon, he catches it, the game's over, we celebrate an ugly win, okay? I'm not hitting the panic button. The road, I haven't changed my expectations. We're a lock for the playoffs, and we are a Super Bowl caliber team, because you said it. Look around the NFC. Who right now looks like a juggernaut?
Well, nobody. Yeah, well, the teams that are undefeated are teams that we're not even sure what they are, right? The Saints and the Seahawks and the Vikings. I mean, that's fair. And, Chris, we appreciate it. The biggest optimism I have, Hugh, for the Eagles right now is that the division is not good. And I thought this before the season. It's why I was talking about the Commanders being part of this. Because I think the Cowboys are coming back to 8 or 9 wins. Right now, I think the Eagles are an 8 or 9 win team. Mm-hmm. Maybe Washington win 7, you know, whatever they are. The Giants are terrible. Like, that's my silver lining, that maybe, Hugh, they could figure this out by November, December, and then get in the playoffs, and, you know, we'll see what happens when they get there. Because I don't think you need 12 wins to win the NFC East this year. I mean, the Cowboys got just rocked at home by New Orleans, and the Eagles have to see them next, and maybe they're really good. But I don't think Dallas is very good. The Giants stink. Washington is obviously a rebuilding team. So that's good news, right? We can maybe figure this out as we go along and still stay in the race. But as far as, you know, like the trip to New Orleans for a Super Bowl, no,
Super Bowl. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
I know you did.
I believe it.
I know you did.
Well, I still believe. I'm still in this thing.
Well, that came up yesterday on FS1. Colin Cowherd threw that out, and his guest, Nick Wright, well, he scoffed at the idea.
A Super Bowl team, I don't know that they're – I think even that statement might be overrating them. I don't know that they're a playoff team. They have lost 7 of 9 last year across the board. They had a bottom 5 defense. This year, across the board, they have a bottom 5 defense. I liked their draft picks, but rookies don't typically instantly help you in the secondary. That's how they were going to fix their secondary. They have a bad defense. They're poorly coached, and their quarterback is becoming increasingly hard to trust.
That's a strong statement.
Which one? All of it or the end?
All of it. All of it.
What do you disagree with? Because he's not wrong. I mean, the quarterback is harder to trust than he used to be.
That's true. Because in that pick, listen, we can all sit here and say if, and you take out those last sequence of plays, and I'm going to hit you with if Saquon Barkley would have caught that pass, or we would have salted the game away. Jalen would have had a perfect game, not turning the ball over.
But he
didn't. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, because that's what we're doing. I still believe if they ran the ball, we would still be in a position to win the game.
Well, now we're talking.
You know what I mean? But my point is this. All of this happened in a minute and 30 seconds. Now, with that being said, as bad as the defense played, to me, they were still on par with where I thought they would be this time of the season. Because I've always said, man, it's going to be a lot of games. I said, in order for us to have success early on in the season, I said our offense is going to have to score at least 30 points.
Well, you have, and they got there in week one. They didn't get there in the second game. Let me throw this out, because Chris mentioned, you know, other teams that lost. Kyle brought this up too, right? It's not just the Eagles weren't the only team that people thought would win that lost. It was across the NFL. Isn't it a little concerning they lost in a spot that they should have had the advantage? They were home. And
yes,
they had extra rest. The 49ers were. Like, the 49ers had a bad loss this week in Minnesota. They were on a short week on the road. Like, that's when you drop a game. Extra rest at home against, you know, we all said this for weeks, this is the time to get the Falcons. And they couldn't beat them. I mean, that's concerning. All right, Hugh, you brought up the last 2 minutes, right? What happened there kind of changed the whole perspective, right? Jalen, if we salt the game away, Jalen never throws the pick. I want to throw something at you I saw yesterday. I'm just curious if you... what you think this means. Last 2 minutes of the game, both on offense and defense, what do you make of those moments? Is that random, or is it like that's when the best teams show what they've got? When you played, 2 minute drill on either side, you guys had the ball or you're on defense, what do you think that says about a team? Because I have a number over the last 2 years that I want to throw at you. But before I give you the number, what do you think if a team is really good in the 2 minutes or really bad in the 2 minutes?
I'm going to tell you what my thought process was, especially in a situation where, say, if Andy would have did that. A sense of pride, because I know in my mind that Andy's looking at us like, regardless of what I do right here, I know y'all are not going to let them score.
He truly trusts you.
Yes.
So in the last two seasons, the Eagles have given up 140 points inside the two-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
First half, second half. That feels like it's more than any team in the NFL. So like the end of the first half, end of the second half, they're giving up points a lot.
Yes, and you're playing into exactly what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, Joe. Listen, every time when I tell you that offense has to lead the way, I'm saying that from the perspective of I knew what this defense was going to be. And I knew that there were potentially, if they didn't score a lot of points, that there were going to be games like this. Guess who else knew it? Raheem Morris, the coach for the Atlanta Falcons. If you watch that game, you got to watch it. You got to watch football like you would watch a chess match. Because if you notice in the first half, they threw the ball and they threw it pretty well. They knew they could come back to that, so they left it alone. They could run the ball. So they was like, okay, that's our money right there. Throwing the ball is our money because we know we got something there with the receivers in it. Because it was a point in the game where Drake London was kind of missing a little bit. Like in the middle of the mm-hmm. game. Because they were running the ball, they were eating up the clock and everything. And they knew that if it came down to it, if they stayed in, it's like a fighter. If they know that they can get beat you on rounds and get you tired, they got a chance towards the end. That's what the Falcons did. They had a puncher's chance because they kept the game close. You kept them in the game. And when they needed those money shots,
they did it.
They took the money shots.
It felt easy for them to do it.
It did. And the thing that stuck out to me, when Mike Quick said it, I was like, oh, hell, here we go. He said, when they went for it in that fourth quarter on fourth down, and he said, you go for it like that because you're trying to win the football game. In their mind, they felt in their hearts of hearts, if they kept it close, they would have a shot at the end. And they took it.
They did, and they got it. It's just that I saw that number yesterday. Most points allowed in the 2 minutes of the first half, second half, the last two seasons.
And with that being said right there, why the hell, if I'm a coach, and you got all these analytic people over there and everything, because we always talk about analytics, why the hell am I putting this team in a position to get my back when I know they ain't got it yet? They ain't got it yet.
I don't know. It's why the coach should have run the football. And then if you're committed to throwing on third down, you go for the fourth down. It all brings us back to yesterday. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio. What's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man. I'm lowering my expectations, man. Yeah, I'm concerned. And you know, I got to blame. Yeah, I'm blaming Howie Roseman. I'm sick of Howie Roseman, man, trying to run this team into the you know, the worst, the best thing to happen to this team is the worst thing to happen to this team. We won the Super Bowl with that guy as a GM. You know, you bring Vic Fangio in here, he's the same type of guy as Jonathan Gannon and Sean Desai, but he's just the master of a terrible vanilla defense. You know what I mean? You know your front four stinks. You know, and you won't. You're not doing anything creative defensively. You know, to have offenses think, man. I just look like the same thing Jonathan Gannon used to do, and Sean Desai tried to do last year, man. It, you know, I'm sick of this defensive philosophy, man. I want an aggressive style defense, man. I'm sick of it, man. You know, our quarterback, he's serviceable at best, man. Like I don't see special. I don't see special with Jalen Hurts. I see serviceable, man. You know what I mean? And then A.J. Brown has a hamstring injury. We don't know if he's, you know, that's going to be nagging all year long. You know, and Saquon Barkley, we don't know if, you know, he's going to run out of energy. You know, he has a lot of mileage on him as well. He had first good game, you know, and then we got this moron as the head coach. You know, C.J. G.J. look like he's lost it. We got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the middle of the defense, and no, he can't get pushed around. You know, and that's Jordan Davis. We could have cooked Kyle Hamilton, you know, with that pick. It's all Howie Roseman. You know, he let Hassan Reddick walk out the door. You know what I mean? It goes back to him, man. Everybody gives him so much credit, man. So Howie sees it. Oh, it's Howie sees it. Oh, God, Howie this, Howie that. Howie ain't done nothing, man. This team put together is garbage.
Well, you know what it is, Chuck? It looks very – and, Chuck, we appreciate it. Strong points by Chuck. The team, from my eyes, through two games, doesn't look that good. I mean, it doesn't look like a team that's going to do anything special this year. 215-592-9494. What are your expectations now? Have you readjusted after the loss on Monday night? Really just the way they look for the first couple games of this season. 215-592-9494. Your call's coming up. Set Joiner at 11. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, guys. I'm not afraid to say it. My hairline, it's thinning. Most of ours are thinning, disappearing. Happened to you, happened to me, happens to a lot of us. I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He's opened my eyes to the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant. And listen, I think we all should consider things like this. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi. He can help. Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com.
That you look at and be like, this team is horrible. Pass rush is horrible. But I will say this, if this will help you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a game Monday night against a team that had a statue of a quarterback, and their pass protection was atrocious,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to protect him. So anything's possible.
That's why I should feel better. Miracles happen.
Well, no, you have. That's how you have to look at it. This is not a week.
But did they protect him because they got better, or they faced us?
They protected him because they got better. That was some. They had some hell of blocking though.
They did.
They blocked their butts.
I'm just wondering if maybe their offensive line isn't that. Maybe it's average. And T.J. Watt crushed them, and we don't have that.
I wish that for like a day. That I had the kind of cachet that Jason has, Kelsey, where I could go sit in on the defensive meeting.
You should just show up. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Man, they gonna look at me. I've been working here too long, dog. I'm what they call probably tainted.
No, you put I'm on. Tainted. You gotta. You gotta.
I'm a media.
You gotta,
I'm a member of the media.
You gotta go find your Eagles Hall of Fame jacket. You wear it in. You get the scoop, hey, for us, and you come back.
I just want to sit in the meeting, and I just want to hear. Because I'm not picking on Coach Hurt, because I'm pretty sure he's teaching it. But I just want to hear what's being said in the meeting and what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you right now, if it like looking at what they're doing, and if I did it, man, I'd have had my feelings hurt. By now, I'd have been like, I'd have heard what the F are you doing quite a few times.
Yeah, like we need Brian Callahan here. What the bleep are you doing? 215-592-9494. Demon is up on WIP. Hey, Demon.
Hey, good morning to you, fellas.
What's
good
up,
morning,
man?
Buddy. What's up?
Hey, man, not much. Listen, I haven't gave up on the team. I haven't gave up on them.
I haven't gave up on my Super Bowl aspirations. Only thing I say is this. The defense, y'all right. Atrocious. Atrocious. But the offense, I believe we were missing the key piece, which was AJ. AJ allows Devontae to be skinny Batman. He allows anybody to be who they is. God, all them dudes. And so with that being said, I believe we was good, man. We just lost one piece. And if really and truly Saquon cuts the ball, the game is over. So, listen, it was a hard-fought game. It's early in the season. We made some mistakes. But it's week two, man. What you expect?
Well, but I expect them to be a little bit more competent on defense.
No, Demond, it's a pattern.
This defense is rough.
You know, we can sit here and say if this and that, the third, I mean, all day, which is true. But it's a pattern. We have to play better against the run. We have to do we have to do a better job, in my opinion, right now, to be honest. We have to do a better job of protecting our defense.
Well, there's no question. Demond, we
that
appreciate
sounds crazy.
I know. You're going to run Saquon into the ground.
No.
In the ground.
The fact that I am in Philadelphia and I play defense. That's the first time I've ever heard me say something like that. That just sounds ridiculous.
Hughes becoming self-aware is what we're getting now.
Well, he loses the sack.
Duh. How do you win the game? We got to protect our defense.
Run the ball 80 times.
Protect our defense.
So
it's the truth right now, but I ain't lying. We got to protect them.
We brought this up yesterday. I know Sirianni was asked a little bit about it today with the morning show. I think we're all a little bit like kind of ignoring something going on. So our last caller, he said they're fine. They just had the missing piece. AJ was out, right?
Yeah,
AJ's not playing on Sunday.
No,
AJ probably won't play the game after that. Now,
no.
I don't know exactly how long he'll be out. But when he said to Lisa Salters a couple weeks, and then we did the math. Well, they got two games until the bye. I think logically, he probably doesn't play till after the bye. They got to play the next two games without him. How is this going to work?
Can I say this?
Yes,
and I'm saying it. I'm saying it tongue in cheek.
Okay,
bring Kobe.
No, no one needs that kind of humor from you.
This
today,
is
right?
A joke, yeah. Quite frankly.
I'm trying to listen.
I know.
I'm trying to make Eagle fans feel better
with Britain. You know what? Shut up. That's right. Chris in West Philly. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Chris, what are you feeling, buddy?
I'm not losing hope. I feel like it's going to be the reverse of last year. We're going to start off probably terrible. And then it's going to start, the engine's going to start working, and it's going to start moving.
How many weeks of terrible are we talking about, though, dog? I need a frame of reference.
We're going to lose five games.
No, not in the beginning of the season, no. We can't, no.
No.
Oh, you mean throughout the course of the season?
Throughout the course of the
okay,
season,
dog,
we're only
going
to lose five games.
Hold on a second. Chris, I hope you're right. We already lost one of these, so we only got four left. Are we beating the Saints on Sunday?
Yes, we're beating the Saints on Sunday.
I got a feeling we might, though, Joe. Today?
No.
Today, I feel like that.
We're beating the Saints on Sunday.
How?
The reason why we're going to beat the Saints on Sunday, they're going to start using the rest of the receivers. Involve Dallas Goedert. Involve, what's the guy we just picked up from the
Jahan Dotson.
Involve them. Skinny Batman can't do it on his own.
Chris, how are we stopping the Saints, though, from scoring? They've had 15 possessions with Derek Carr in the game. They've scored 15 times.
Got to stuff the run.
I hear you, Chris, and I hope they do. I think they're in some trouble here. Now, do I think the season is over? Chris, we appreciate the phone call. No. The division isn't very good. Now, to Chris's point, Hugh, the back end of this schedule is easier.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something more like last year where they start off choppy and they finish strong. Down the stretch of the season, they have Carolina, they have Washington, they'll have the Giants a second time. You know, they'll get Dallas here. They'll have an opportunity in December to kind of save their season if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, remember 2019, the way that season went? It was very choppy early. I think they fell to like 4-6. They remember they lost down to Miami to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right. And then they...
I was at that game.
They won 4 out of 5 to finish
at the end of the
and
game.
Won the division.
Yes, because they had a bunch of division games at the end of the year.
This could be a year like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do have a bunch of backloaded division games.
Yes.
And I remember we looked at the schedule earlier, And I don't know if it's necessarily that the schedule's harder. I think it's different games look harder and other games look easier now.
Like the next two look harder than
we
thought.
Yeah, like the Browns look a little bit easier than they, you know, I don't know. But I think the back half of the schedule might benefit the Eagles.
I agree. Well, the Rams and Ravens might not be quite as good as we thought. The Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. They get the Giants slate. They get the Command. Like, there will be a chance. When you look at the team overall, forget just wins and losses the first 2 weeks. They just don't look very good to me. They have a lot of issues. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Eagles? Have you readjusted your expectations? We had a lot of 13-14 win prediction people out there calling this show in the summer before we started the season. Are you still there? Are you with Hugh? Are you booking that trip to New Orleans? Hugh's there. I mean, I think mentally he's already having beignets. He's down there.
No, I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. I don't believe that this team is as bad as it showed the other night. I really don't. I think this pass rush can be fixed. All of these, to me, are little things. Like, Josh Sweat didn't forget how to pass rush.
Well, you know what? They got to get him going. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up, and we'll be joined by Seth Joyner. What he sees when he watches the Eagles for the first 2 weeks of the season. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows what Kyle Goes Yard. Beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including for Pete's Sake on Front Street with $5 Philly Standard cans and $5 Happy Hour Snacks, or South Bowl in South Philly also with $5 Philly Standard cans and an outdoor yard with batting cages, shuffleboard, and more. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.